Each year, WDIY offers the Youth Media Program free of charge to high school students in the Lehigh Valley to learn about the many aspects of broadcast media and radio production. The students of WDIY's 2019 Youth Media Program each produced a final on-air feature on a topic of their choosing. This next piece was produced by Sophia from Saucon Valley High School in Hellertown.
Anyone who is or has been a teenager can confidently say that it is some of the worst years of life. Anything from friendship drama to changing hormones can cause great stress on a teen. To combat these struggles, some teens will become dark and brooding, sometimes lashing out against their parents and teachers. But does something more lurk behind the angsty apparel and heavy metal? Could your child just be acting like the teenager that they are, or are you missing key symptoms of anxiety? With the confusion and hormones of growing up, it's natural for that air of rebellion to shine through. This does not mean that symptoms can be explained away as just growing up. Things like insomnia, uncontrolled emotions, or irritability are all signs of anxiety commonly overlooked as simply being moody and full of hormones. However, accompanied with physical symptoms such as concentration problems, grinding teeth, or fatigue, these emotions can end up being part of a bigger problem. To ensure a child is not experiencing symptoms of anxiety, keep an eye out in case your child's having difficulty controlling emotions, having heightened feelings of panic, constantly is forgetting things, is complaining about stress, or experiencing muscle tension and spasm. But what causes anxiety many teens are plagued with? I interviewed friends, family, and other teens in my area to find out what stresses them out. The 20 interviewees ranged from 13 to 17, and despite the majority not actually being diagnosed with anxiety, 60% of them told me that they felt that they had some sort of mental problem regarding stress. According to most students I interviewed, the most common thing to stress a teenager out is, perhaps surprisingly, school. Friend drama was a close second, with home life coming in third. Knowing what the symptoms are and why a teen might get anxious aren't enough to save them. In the end, the ability to deal with stress and anxiety will be the saving grace of suffering middle and high schoolers. Of course, the best course of action is to seek out a psychologist who can diagnose the problem and get it under control. But if that's not possible, and even if it is, there are many ways to healthfully cope with anxiety and stress, no matter what is causing it. To get a professional opinion on how to cope with anxiety, I reached out to Mary McLaughlin, a registered counselor and art therapist in Quakertown. You're a counselor for teenagers, is that correct?
I'm a counselor that works with families and individuals of all ages, and teenagers are one of the populations I definitely work with.
What is the main thing that causes teenagers stress, in your opinion?
First of all, we have to look biologically at teenagers, right? We have this excessive influx of chemicals. They're just running rapid through your whole body. So that in itself kind of amplifies typical experiences.
So you're saying the main thing is most things will be extra stressful for teenagers because of their changing hormones, but they can also be predispositioned to other things like anxiety and depression, correct?
Yes, correct.
What would you say is a good coping mechanism for having anxiety?
Look at how we can get it outside of the body. So that would include talking to anybody that you really trust that can really be supportive to you. There's other ways, though, of getting it outside of yourself, which is through journaling, making artwork, getting some exercise in there, intentionally thinking about this feeling and getting it outside of your body.
Thank you so much. Anxiety is the unsung villain in many teenagers' lives, diagnosed or otherwise, and spotting the signs is extremely important. It's just as important to know what causes anxiety in teens, as well as how to cope with it. No matter how old a person is, being able to get help for themselves or someone else is a vital skill in life. Talk to a therapist or counselor if you feel that you, a child, or a friend is suffering from anxiety. It's never too early to check and see if someone's doing all right, but make sure to treat whomever you believe is suffering with respect and kindness, especially if it's yourself. Remember to take breaks when you need them, realize when you've worked too hard, and cope with problems in your life in a healthy and safe manner.
This is WDIY.